This is KNKX News. I'm Ed Ronco. The U.S. Senate is considering another measure to help fight coronavirus. This one was approved by the House last week, and it gives some workers 10 days of paid leave and offers more support for unemployment insurance, among other provisions. Washington Democratic Senator Patty Murray says it is another step on what will be a long road ahead as federal officials continue to respond to the coronavirus outbreak. I talked to her earlier this afternoon by phone.
Families are feeling so overwhelmed by all that's going on, and their schools are closed, their kids are at home, they can't go to work, they cannot get tested when they wanted it. The healthcare system is really feeling the urgency that we all need to be feeling to make sure we can deal with this pandemic as it hits us so hard. Congress has been slow, and this administration has been slow, but they now sense the urgency of this. And as you know, we passed our original bill to bring some help to our states and local communities. We're now about to pass another bill to help with some of the impacts of people who are at home, whether you're on SNAP or WIC, you know, you're trying to struggle with nutrition. And there's a small paid sick leave that doesn't help enough people, in my opinion, but it's a first step. And then, of course, we're going to have to pass more than this because, as we now know, every single family, business, community is dealing with the reality of this.
The idea of direct payments to individuals is being seriously discussed. The Treasury Secretary said the administration wants to get some emergency funds out soon. It sounds an awful lot like universal basic income, actually. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I heard them talk about it. The devil's in the details, and critically important, we need to make sure that the money, the help and support goes to those families who are actually feeling the hurt. There's people who do not need the help and support, and at this time, we've got to make sure that we do things like unemployment insurance for those people who are at home, have lost their job, paid sick leave to make sure they get paid to get the income that they need, making sure that small businesses who are having to close now, bars and restaurants and all those are able to get the support they need. So making sure we do this in the right way is critical. I have lived through other really tough times, whether it's 9/11 or whether it was the Wall Street collapse that hurt so many families. And what we should have learned and have to learn is we need to get the help and support to those who are at the bottom and get their feet back on the ground in order for our country and our economy to move forward.
The president's tone seems to have shifted a little in recent days. I know you've been frustrated with the administration's response. Are you reassured lately in any way?
I feel like they at last get it, that this is a real crisis, as we have known in our state for a number of weeks now. But I still am concerned that they are making promises that are not being kept. We saw it originally with everybody didn't have a test, and we knew that wasn't true. But the devil is in the details, and making sure that this works for everyday families is what we really need to focus on. So I hope that this isn't just a let's show everybody we're talking about it, but actually let's really make this country work. That's what I will judge them on.
Governor Inslee and other officials have always been quick to say, you know, we're going to get through this with community support. We can all do our part and pull through this together. But we're also hearing this is the front wave of cases. One analysis pushes the timeline for peak infections out to the fall, possibly. So what do you see is coming next from Congress to address this crisis?
Our next step has to make sure that our families, our businesses who have closed and shuttered their doors can have the financial resources to be there when we get through this. I think the challenge for all of us is this is a new virus. No one can give you a date certain that it's over. But this country will be there in the long run. So making those smart steps so that people can get through this as best as can is what every one of us has to be focused on.
Senator Patty Murray, thank you for your time.
Thank you.